It's forever and ever. It's real. If you can read the prophecies about Jesus and believe those based on the facts, we have to believe what he says. And he talks a lot about hell, and he talks a lot about damnation. It's a real place. But here's the good part. It says in Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that we were still sinners. Christ died for us. All of that wrath, because we have been just, we're marked by sin, all of that, God has to put his wrath somewhere. And if it were not for Jesus Christ, that wrath would have been poured out on us at death. But Christ stepped in and took that for us. Amen. And of course, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life. You see, our superheroes in the play here today, they were all in a tizzy because they thought this new superhero was going to come and he was going to put them out of work. They're like, this is our business. You know, saving is our business and business is good. We don't need your help. Go back wherever you're coming from, baby Jesus. And the Jews of that time thought the same thing. They were under the heavy oppression of the Romans. And they thought, man, this Messiah, he's going to come, and he's going to be a mighty warrior, and he's going to be a silver-tongued orator, and he's going to just throw off this bondage and this oppression of the Romans by his might and by his mind. And when Jesus showed up as a baby, they're like, really? This isn't what we've been praying for. This isn't what we bargained for. But we have to understand that what came into that feed trough that night, what came into that to Mary's arms, and that had shepherds rejoicing in their fields and trembling before angels, was the greatest gift that we could ever expect. See, we go out on Black Friday and we run up our credit cards and we think, man, I found the perfect gift. I'm going to knock their socks off. And if you could be a mouse or a fly on the wall, you would see them the day after Christmas taking that thing back because it didn't knock their socks off. But this gift that God gave us, says in Romans 6:23 again, the first half of that said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God. I know a lot of young men and young women who think that they are God's gift to the world. But the Bible says contrary. It is the gift of God that we can have a Savior who would take on that wrath for us. Like I said, from the days of Adam, the day he took that bite and the day he took the stance of, God, it's your fault. Look at this woman you gave me. It's totally her fault, man. I was over here mowing the grass. It's all on her. From that day forward, sin has been what's been dividing us from God. But check this out. In Romans 5, it says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men. Through Adam's offense, judgment and sin came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Adam took that bite, and he blamed the wife. And God said, that's it, mankind. You're separated. You're cut off. In the same way that one man calls that to all of us, one man, the gift of God, our superhero that was born that night, has brought righteousness and justification of life. What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this gift? You know, how many of you guys, true confession time, have gone out early Christmas shopping and found just this dynamite present? And you're like, this person is going to love it. I am so happy, man. Look how early it is. It's only September, and I found this gift. And December rolls around. You're like, what the heck did I do with that present, man? I can't. And years and years later, when you're cleaning out, you know, the closet or the laundry hamper or wherever it may have ended up, you find that you're like, tag on it. Man, they would have loved this. Tell me what kind of superhero movie it would make if you've got this amazing superhero who is just, everything about him exudes justice and righteousness and power. And he comes upon this damsel in distress. You think of Superman or Spider-Man when MJ is hanging out of the taxi cab up in that giant spider web. And there's giant pieces of concrete, and actually a concrete truck starts to fall towards her. And Spider-Man swings in, and she's like, hey, it's all right, dude. I got this. It looks precarious, but I got it. It's under control. Probably she's going to leave quite the mark on the ground below. What kind of superhero movie would that be? But we're talking about the real superhero. And so many times we say, hey, God, thanks. That's really cool. I like it. No thanks. I got this under control. What are we going to do with this message? The proof is there. The evidence is there. That book is called The Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Man, we have so much proof and evidence in front of us, and we sit there and say, well, either not now, you know, I've got my life ahead of me. Ask those kids in Connecticut and the teachers, where's tomorrow? You know, what are you going to do with this gift that God poured out, this gift of forgiveness and righteousness? What are you going to do with it? Go back to Romans. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 2 days. In 2 days, we're going to be looking at wrapping paper shavings. And we're going to see the kids playing with the boxes instead of the toys that came in them. And we're going to be wondering, man, what happened to this holiday season? I've worked so hard to get here, and it's gone. Don't leave God the Father in that same situation where he said, man, I poured heaven's best out for you. And they just leave it. Where is it at? Make that decision, because God's word is true. God never lies. And he said, if you confess with your heart, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart, you will be saved. There's no doubt. There's no doubt there at all. You will be saved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for the gift that you've given us, Lord. Heaven's best was poured down to us that night, Lord. Father, I just pray for anyone in this place who may not, maybe this is the first time they've heard it, God. Maybe they've heard it over and over again and they've been putting off a decision, Lord. I just pray right now, Lord, that you would move in their hearts. God, that you would bring them to a point of repentance and confession. God, they wouldn't let this just be another Christmas season where we go and blow out the credit cards and leave our lives unchanged. Father, as little as there's a chance that it's a coincidence that your son fulfilled all those prophecies, Lord, there is no coincidence that every single person who's here today is here for a reason by divine appointment, Lord. Father, speak to everyone's hearts in this place right now, Lord. Father, if anyone here doesn't know you, Lord, I pray you give them the boldness to come speak with someone today. God, to find out what it is that came down from heaven that night, Lord. To understand the price that he paid for our freedom and our salvation, for our righteousness, God. Father, and for everyone else who knows you, God, I pray that this wouldn't be the same old Christmas, God. That we would take the time to spread the word. God, to get out there and tell people about our great hope. God, about the salvation that has come to men. Father, that we could shine your light in the darkness the same way that star shined in Bethlehem that night, God. The same way that the angels lit up the sky with their glory that night to bring the news, Lord. Let that be us. Father, we love you so much, God, and we thank you, Father, for this time to worship you. God, to learn about you. God, go before us all, Lord. Bless us this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas.